Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
The cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Euro, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And a good early evening to everyone. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, and I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We speak to you from Troy High School and bring you Division IV Regional Volleyball tonight. Fort Loramie versus New Bremen in match number one, followed by Jackson Center versus Layman Catholic in match number two. New Bremen is the favorite in match number one. Jackson Center, the favorite in match number two. 11 of the last 12 years in Division IV volleyball in the state of Ohio, the state champ has come from this region. And, Chuck, it probably will again this year. Jackson Center's been number one in the state all season. New Bremen and Fort Loramie have been highly ranked during the course of the year as well. Anything can happen, as we well know, come tournament time. But more than likely, the state champ is playing right here tonight in these two matches.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And not only are the teams that from this region the ones that win it, they're all from Shelby County and Auglaize County. I mean, so it just depends. I mean, Marion Local, is that what county are they in? Is that Auglaize? Or
that would be Mercer.
Mercer, okay. Yeah. But still, everything is way north.
Yep.
And these other schools around Cincinnati and that, they come and try to give it a shot, but they can't compete with the volleyball girls up in this area, that's for sure.
New Bremen, 22-3 on the year, 7-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, against Fort Loramie, 18-8 on the year, 9-3 in the Shelby County League. They played back in late August, and New Bremen defeated Fort Loramie 3-1. Three of the sets were very close. It was a pretty tight match. Could have gone either way. New Bremen, though, the favorite in this match this evening, thanks to the fact that the Cardinals feature 6'1", Paige Jones, who's headed to Michigan to play volleyball, and she logged 740 kills over the course of the regular season and through the tournament to this point. To put that in perspective, Fort Loramie's leading lady in the Department of Kills is Kaylee Barhorst, 409. So Jones has got in excess of 300 more kills than Barhorst. And we'll keep an eye on Paige Jones of New Bremen tonight. She will knock that ball over the net from the back line and spike it home from 10, 12, 15 feet away from the net.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing her. I've heard a lot about her. I love volleyball. Unfortunately, we don't get any matches in during the regular season.
Right.
But we get here to the regional. I guess that's good because we get to see the best of the best. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing tonight.
Two experienced coaches, John Rogers, 10th year at Fort Laramie, won the state title when Kaylee Barhorst, now a senior, was a sophomore.
Right.
That was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana Kramer, head coach of St. Henry, when she won the state title in 2011, is in her first year right now here at New Bremen. So each of these two head coaches, John Rogers, Diana Kramer, have state championship belts around their waist.
Right, and then in the second game, Kim Metz and Greg Snipes also. So all four coaches know what it feels like to take home the big gold trophy.
Exactly right. Kim Metz in match number two, a state title a year ago. And Greg Snipes did the trick at Lehman Catholic in 2005 and 2010.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, 5 years apart.
Right. Should be an interesting night. A lot of good volleyball. And we would anticipate at least one of these matches tonight to go four, possibly five sets. This first one is expected to be a tight one. It was in late August. The Fort Laramie squad has transformed itself since that point in time. The ladies have changed positions. They're new starters on John Rogers Club. And it's a team that has ripped through the tournament, beating Tri-County North in three, Covington in three, and Miami Valley Christian Academy in three, closing out the regular season in the Shelby County League with wins over Rushi and Houston. Speaking of Fort Laramie, Chuck, what a stringent schedule. Ottawa-Glandorf, Liberty-Benton, outside the Shelby County League, New Knoxville, Minster, New Bremen, as we mentioned, Versailles in the MAC, a return match with Ottawa-Glandorf outside the Shelby County League, Fort Recovery in the MAC, Bishop Fenwick. That has been the Fort Laramie schedule this year.
And a lot of those teams are still playing.
Yep, sure are. The names you'll hear for Fort Laramie tonight, well, Kaylee Barhorst, as we noted, in excess of 400 kills on the year. Senior Sarah Stang, 248 kills on the season. Stang, a marvelous server. She's got 64 aces this season for Fort Laramie. Taylor Ernst at 49. Maeve Hilgefort at the net has recorded 51 blocks. Morgan Holscher, 39. Taylor Ernst leads in digs by six over Kaylee Barhorst, who is slightly ahead of Sarah Stang in that department. Among the assist leaders, Sophia Albers, inserted into heavy action early on in the campaign. More than 600 assists have been registered by Sophia Albers so far during the year. Hattie Meyer has got 149. As we noted for New Bremen, Paige Jones, 740 kills. That takes two or three players on most volleyball rosters for a year.
That's a career for a lot of young ladies.
Rachel Kramer right behind. I shouldn't say right behind. She lags behind Jones in terms of kills at 200. Jones, by the way, Chuck, get a load of this, 119 aces. 119 aces for Paige Jones on the air for New Bremen.
The only bad thing I can find about her at all is that she's going to Michigan.
Rachel Kramer has 59 blocks. Paige Jones with 236 digs. She does everything well. That's why she is headed to Michigan. Madison Pape with over 900 assists on the year for New Bremen, which defeated Crestview 3-0, Ottoville 3-0, and Minster 3-0 to take the district and earn the right to play Fort Laramie here today. Looking back through New Bremen's schedule, as we noted, just three losses overall, and they have been quite some time ago, way back in early September. A loss in the MAC to Marion Local on the road, and back-to-back setbacks to Versailles and Jackson Center on September 1 and September 3. So in the span of 1 week, New Bremen lost its three matches on the year. Those setbacks occurred back in the month of September, right after Labor Day. And since that time, New Bremen has been on a red-hot streak. In fact, the New Bremen's won 14 in succession since that point in time.
Well, that's what you want to be doing is playing your best volleyball at tournament time, and then that's what both of these teams are doing right now.
Very good crowd here before this first match begins. In fact, the far side with New Bremen fans here at Troy is probably two-thirds full already. What, Chuck, some 25 rows over there, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've got the two center sections almost full. They've got younger kids to the left. They're high school kids right across from us. That's a real nice turnout for them.
Excellent crowd from Fort Loramie right down below us, just about the same turnout from Redskin Country. The tournament site originally was planned for Brookville, and that site was changed to Troy just in the last 36 hours. In fact, I think Brookville's 1,200-seat gymnasium, Chuck, would have been darn near full right now,
right
before the first match would have started. So it was a good move to get Troy involved. This is where district matches were played last Saturday.
Right, and so everybody's kind of used to this floor, so I don't think it makes as much difference in volleyball truly as it does like in basketball.
Right.
The background is not as big a deal.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this doubleheader of regional volleyball on scorersbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Rule the sideline with Holloway. McCall Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy, Body Car Star. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. And Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Wilson Health. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of the coupon for money off your next furniture purchase. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Sydney Car Care, featuring fair prices, fast service. Call 492-9495. Talk to Todd Brown or Corey Shreves. Excellent workmanship, quick turnaround, and fair prices at Sydney Car Care between Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the drive-in on 4th Avenue in Sydney. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to both. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. From Anna, these sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time, high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. And as you've already heard, Fort Loramie game sponsors on the web with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires with a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, as we noted a few minutes ago, you've got to go all the way back to 2006 to find the last time a team outside this region won the state in Division IV volleyball. Norwalk St. Paul in 2006 won it. Guess who the opponent was? New Knoxville from up the road in Auglaize County. And that was a four-setter. Each set very, very tight. I think three sets were divided by 2 points.
Well, there's nothing surprising. New Knoxville had a pretty nice team again this year. I was looking at the ratings.
Uh-huh.
They were a top 20 team.
But, of course, the defending champ is Jackson Center with just one loss a year ago. Jackson Center number one in the state all year long here in 2016. We've got the starting lineups for New Bremen and Fort Loramie in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out of this world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We've got an exciting night of volleyball for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, we always look forward to regional action because it is so competitive, high quality, big turnout, very exciting, extremely entertaining.
And local teams, that's what you love.
Yeah, and local teams. Well, the skill level is phenomenal. To give you an idea how far volleyball has come here in the state of Ohio, Chuck, way back in the year 2003, yeah, there was a state champ in girls volleyball Division IV, but it was only two sets out of three, and they played to 15. How about that?
That was only back when they did the side-out stuff, too. That's when I found it kind of a boring sport. But, boy, when they went to the rally scoring, that's when it turned into a really fun match to watch.
And by rally scoring, we mean you can score a point whether you are serving or not.
Right.
But back in 2003, St. Henry lost to the state champ. I think it was Centerburg. Three sets. Centerburg won it 2-1, and each set went to 15. Now they play 3 out of 5.
Right.
Final set, if needed, to 15. And the first four sets to 25.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's the same as college, which is what you're preparing them, so that's what you should be doing.
Right on. Yep. Starting lineup for these two clubs here tonight. First for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Kaylee Barhorst, outside hitter, 6 feet tall, a senior. Sophia Albers, also on the outside, a junior, 5'9". Sarah Stang, outside hitter, a senior at 5'8". Maeve Hilgefort, middle hitter, senior at 5'9". Hattie Meyer, 5'5", and a junior. She will set and play as a defensive specialist for Fort Loramie. And Morgan Holscher, 5'10", junior, middle hitter for the Redskins. For New Bremen, Rachel Kramer, who is a sophomore, outside hitter. Paige Jones, a junior on the outside. Julia Guttemiller, a junior outside hitter. Madison Pate, sophomore. And a defensive specialist, Logan Wells, a senior in the opening lineup. And Blake Snyder, all 5 feet and an inch of Blake, rounding out the starting lineup for New Bremen. Again, in his 10th year, John Rogers, head coach of Fort Loramie, Diana Kramer, the head of this New Bremen program, first year here for the Cardinals, but she's got very good coaching experience in her background. She was at St. Henry when the Redskins won the state title in D4 in 2011.
Well, something that kind of jumps out at you when you look at it also, not very many seniors on either one of these two teams.
You're right. Both fairly young squads. Well, New Bremen opens up with a serve, and Fort Loramie commits a violation at the net. after a couple of hits on the Redskins side, a miscue, and New Bremen jumps on top by a 1-0 count. Serving for the Cardinals is Snyder. And the ball is dug off the floor nicely by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Here's a good attempt at the net. Yes, Haley Barhorst drives it home. Andrew Bremen attempted to block it back, but no chance. Too much power on that shot. And now the Redskins serve. New Bremen handling. Here's a set far side for Paige Jones. Deflected by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 hits by the Redskins. Barhorst sends it to the back line. New Bremen gets it up and over. He'll go for it. Tips it across to the Redskins. New Bremen gets it back. It goes off the floor. Fort Loramie with a save. A couple hits by the Cardinals. Here is Kramer at the net. Blocked back by Fort Loramie. A little dump in the middle of the floor by New Bremen. Oh, what a rally here. Redskins save it. And then it goes off the fingertips of the New Bremen player. Madison Pate could not get her hands around that one as it flicked off her fingertips and the Redskins get the point to lead it 2-1.
That was probably the easiest play of the whole rally that time. She just, I think, lost concentration a little bit.
Serving Fort Loramie. Here is in the middle of the floor for New Bremen. It's Paige Jones. Airmails one to Sophia Alvarez. Alvarez tries to pass it off to a teammate. Redskins don't control it, and New Bremen earns the point to tie it up at 2-2. 2-2, our score. Cardinals numbers, Chuck, a little easier to discern than Fort Loramie's. Here's the Redskins. Here's a Kaylee Barhorst near side of the floor for Fort Loramie going cross-court trying to make an angle shot. Missed it wide, and New Bremen leads 3-2. Serving for New Bremen is Macy Putoff, who's in now, a freshman. Fort Loramie, good serve receive. Sarah Stang knocks it to the back line of New Bremen. New Bremen comes up front with it, tips it over short. Good effort by the Redskins. Fine play by Hilgefort. New Bremen with 1-2-3 hits the Fort Loramie side. It's on the back line. The Redskins juggle it and cannot retrieve. New Bremen gets the point to go up now 4-2. Macy Putoff serving again for New Bremen. Putoff just a freshman, as I noted. She runs forward, glides into the air, knocks it to Fort Loramie's back line. 1-2 hits by the Redskins. The second one by Kaylee Barhorst. Oh, she drills it hard to the back line of New Bremen. And New Bremen simply cannot take care of that power kill attempt by Barhorst. It was too hot to handle.
Well, Paige Jones ran that one down. I didn't think she had a prayer. And almost kept it in play.
She sure did. Yeah, she went to the back wall off the basketball court to garner that one in an attempt to keep it alive. 4-3, New Bremen leads. Fort Loramie serving from right to left on your computer screen as you use your imagination. It was Hilgefort on the serve. Serve received New Bremen. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. And here's a kill attempt. Yes. Well done to Sarah Stang of the Redskins to tie it up at 4.
Seems like Sarah's been playing for about 10 years now.
Stang and Barhorst, two spikes in a row for Fort Loramie to tie up this match at 4. Redskins serving, and it is a little too long as that was airmailed by Hilgefort. Missed the back line by about a foot, and New Bremen gets the point. 5-4 on the gift. Cardinals serving up a point now. Striding forward is Danielle Puppelman is in. And two hits on Fort Loramie's side, the last to kill attempt by Kaylee Barhorst. But it's blocked back. Oh, Paige Jones and Rachel Kramer were there, and they smacked it back in the face of the Redskins. New Bremen's got the point to go up 6-4. Here is New Bremen's Danielle Puppelman again. 2-3 hits on the Fort Loramie side. Nicely done in the middle of the floor by the Redskins. Sarah Stang is on the spot. She drilled it off the elbow of a New Bremen player at the net. And it's 6-5 now. New Bremen up one. Fort Loramie serving. Weak serve received by New Bremen, but then the shot goes into no man's land in the middle of the Fort Laramie side, and the Redskins can't scrape it off the hardwood. Point New Bremen. Redskins out of position there. New Bremen up at two as Rachel Kramer serves. Fort Laramie, 1-2. It's Kaylee Barhorst, the last one. And she sends it down the left side. It goes off the floor, missing the line by a step. She tried to nudge one into an empty area and cut it too closely. 8-5, New Bremen with its biggest lead. Here's the serve by the Cardinals into the net. Service error. And it's 8-6. Fort Laramie will serve. Tell you what, Chuck, Kaylee Barhorst has recorded a number of aces this year. Well, she's got some strong topspin on that serve.
Yes.
And it gives New Bremen fits. And it's mishandled by the Cardinals.
You're right. That thing's got such spin on it that even when they get the dig on the thing, it just pops sideways that time.
Yep, that dig failed. Now Barhorst will run up several steps. Drills it to Paige Jones, and it goes off Paige Jones' hands a little funny, and squirts to the sideline. Out of play, didn't make the net. Two fine serves by Barhorst in a row to tie up this match at 8. Barhorst again to Jones. Jones sets it up front for Kramer. Back to Jones. Weak side of the floor. Good on the kill attempt at the net. Paige Jones.
She kind of gave the Joey Bose a shrug that time after she kind of went like that to her teammate. That was funny.
Here's New Bremen serving. Here's Fort Laramie with a save at the back line. Diving was Albers. Tried to steer it up front to Morgan Holscher. It was wide of the mark. Tough pass attempt by Fort Laramie. Redskins couldn't convert, and New Bremen leads it 10-8. Here's a good dig by Hattie Meyer. Meyer sends it up to the front line for the Redskins, who try to kill Sarah Stang. Too much mustard, though. It's off the back line.
Yeah, it was about 2 inches out behind the line. I'm sitting right on the end line down here.
11-8 in favor of New Bremen. Serve receive Fort Laramie. Redskins after 3 hits get it over. Here is a set far side of the floor for Paige Jones. Well done. Macy put off to Paige Jones, and she spiked it home. 12-8 New Bremen.
That reminds me a lot of Cassie Meyer, who we're going to see in the next game.
Yep. Here's New Bremen serving, and it is driven to the back line, and I think it went off the floor a little long. It sure did. Attempting to serve that one for New Bremen was Abby Thiemann, and she was off the floor with it. Too much strength. 12-9 now in favor of New Bremen. Fort Laramie serving. New Bremen gets it back. A little dink over the net right in front. And Fort Laramie lunges. Redskins cannot dig it off the floor. And it's 13-9 in favor of New Bremen. Rachel Kramer, Paige Jones, Julia Gunnemiller doing nice jobs right now for New Bremen up front. And here's a service error by the Cardinals. We've had a few of those already in this match. 13-10 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Laramie serving right to left. New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits. A set for Paige Jones. Guess who? And she's on the line. She goes cross-court with it. And it's on the spot. Wow. And Fort Laramie takes the timeout. You can't control Paige Jones. Somehow you got to control a few of the others if you can, but they know how to get it to Paige Jones.
Exactly. I mean, even if you're trying to keep it away from her, once you get it there, Bremen, they know who their bread and butter is.
You're right.
And
Paige,
the young lady is a monster. You can see it already.
Yeah, Paige's teammates find her. 14-10 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Laramie has taken a timeout. Gives us an opportunity to let you know all about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Route 47 west of I-75. That's Michigan Avenue with high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. Go to Goffney today. Take advantage of the room design service at Goffney Furniture. Free planning available as well. High-quality furniture priced just right. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. always five-star delivery, always 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. New Bremen serving. Fort Laramie called a timeout to try to stop the tide. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Laramie. 3 by New Bremen. That time Jones set it for Kramer, who got it over. Fort Laramie gets it back. Here's the third hit. Redskins. Kaylee Barhorst tried to spike it from the middle of the floor, but she was way long. Kaylee simply could not get on top of that one well enough and pummeled it off the floor. 15-10, New Bremen. Serving is Paige Jones for the Cardinals. Three hits on the Fort Laramie side. Nice set. Well done. It was Morgan Holscher feeding Kaylee Barhorst, who got the spike. 15-11 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Laramie serving down 4. Redskins serve, goes to the back line. Kramer up front to teammate Guttemiller, back to Kramer. And then she nudges it over, but Fort Laramie is right in the middle of the floor. Perfect position. Killed by the Redskins. Was that Kaylee again?
Kaylee Barhorst, yep.
15-12. Laramie with a run of a couple points to cut New Bremen's 5-point lead to 3. Redskins trying to mount a surge. Here's the ball driven by Sarah Stagg to the back line. Running up for a kill attempt is Paige Jones. Wow. Man, did she have some inertia behind that spike. It went off the fingertips of a Fort Laramie player and up into the stands.
That's impressive. I'll tell you what else is impressive. Looking across this floor and the crowd that New Bremen has brought. That has to be the whole town.
Yeah, it is nearly a sellout on the far side. Here's a service error by New Bremen as Macy Pitoff drove that one into the middle of the netting. 16-13 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Laramie serving. An unusual serve attempt there by the Redskins. As that was Mavie Okafor, she was about 10 feet off the floor. Tried to make that serve from way off the court. Apparently that's something she's practiced. She's comfortable doing it, but she misfired. New Bremen got the point, and then the Cardinals
right back at you.
Yep, they returned the favor. How about that? We've had about 5 service miscues already. 17-14. New Bremen's lead is 3. The team's trade service errors here on the last 2 possessions. Here's New Bremen, 1-2-3 hits, coming around behind with the kill attempt is Julia Guttemiller for New Bremen, and she's got it. Oh, what a back set. Then Guttemiller finished it off.
She did a nice job of finding that far corner, and there was nothing New Bremen could do with it.
18-14, New Bremen, 7 points away from taking game number 1. Best 3 of 5 sets. Here is Rachel Kramer serving for New Bremen, and Fort Laramie with a miscommunication in the middle of the floor, and the ball after the first pass drops onto the hardwood.
They all looked at each other, and the ball just went right down between them all.
19-14 in favor of New Bremen. Rachel Kramer with a service miscue, and she pounded that one into the top of the net, just below the net cord, and it's 19-15. Fort Laramie had trailed by 5, biggest deficit the Redskins have faced in this opening game. Here's a fine serve by Fort Laramie's Kaylee Barhorst as she drove it to the back line off the fingers of Abby Thiemann of New Bremen, and it's 19-16. New Bremen's lead sliced to 3. And then Fort Laramie returns the favor with a serve right into the middle of the net.
Well, you kind of hope as a coach that they get these jitters out after this first game.
20-16, New Bremen by 4. Serve receive, Fort Laramie. Set far side of the floor. Ball driven down the line. And I think that might have been Abby Oldhouse. It was ruled wide. No good. New Bremen gets the point. And a 5-point lead. 21-16. Timeout Redskins. Chuck, let's take a break. New Bremen 4 points from winning game one on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, we continue to marvel at the New Bremen cheering section across the way, and it has nearly filled the 25 rows of stands here at Troy High School. New Bremen up 5, 21-16. After the Fort Loramie timeout, New Bremen serves. 1-2-3, it's for the Redskins, as attempting to feed Kaylee Bonhorst, far side of the floor for Fort Loramie with Sophia Albers. She got it to her. Kaylee pounded that one into the top of the net, and New Bremen owns its biggest advantage, 6 points, 22-16. Serve receive, Fort Loramie. Hattie Meyer gets it over on the far side of the floor to New Bremen. A setup for Paige Jones right near the antenna. She blasts one around the antenna and in to make it 23-16 in favor of New Bremen. Here's a serve by the Cardinals, and it goes about 4 feet off the floor, as that was drilled far too long by Julia Gunnemiller. That's about the eighth service error in this first game, at least four for each side.
Well, you can understand a little bit the long ones because of the adrenaline. The ones into the net are the ones that you have trouble living with.
Taylor Ernst with the left-handed windmill. She serves for Fort Loramie. New Bremen at the net. Here's a little deflection. It's over at the feet of the Redskins, who couldn't get the lift on it from the bottom of the net. And New Bremen now is up 7, 24-17. Here is opening set point right here. Cardinals running up on the serve. And it's too long by about 2 or 3 feet. 24-18 in favor of New Bremen. Redskins need a run. Here's the serve by Ernst. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen. A little chippy up and over the net by Kramer. And Fort Loramie gets it back. Down the left side of the court. Here's a shot attempt by the Redskins. It is Sarah Stang missing the line. She's outside of it. New Bremen gets the point and the first game. 25-18 in favor of the Cardinals over Fort Loramie in Game 1, Division 4 Regional Volleyball here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Troy High School. We're set for game two of this regional semifinal match between New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Redskins had their hands full, Chuck, in that opening game with Paige Jones and her New Bremen teammates. They have a way of finding her. Redskins trying to avoid Paige. But pass number one or pass number two ultimately gets to Paige Jones.
And she finds the open spots on the floor. I'm very impressed with the young lady.
7-point win by New Bremen, 25-18 in game one. And we start the second game. Fort Loramie serving. Three hits by the Cardinals, the last of which is by Paige Jones. Fort Loramie tries to block it at the net, can't do it, as the ball falls to the hardwood on the Redskins' side, and New Bremen takes a quick 1-0 edge. Running up to serve is Paige Jones for New Bremen. Fort Loramie on the back line drives it all the way over the net. It's an easy little tip shot over the net right in front, but New Bremen. Fort Loramie had retreated on the Paige Jones serve, and it's 2-0 Cardinals.
That's the easiest point that Rachel Kramer is ever going to get.
Yes. New Bremen serve. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Redskins get it up and over. Nice shot by Fort Loramie's Morgan Holscher, and then it's hammered too long. Off the court, hard by New Bremen, which couldn't find the range, and it's 2-1 in favor of the Cardinals. Fort Loramie serving. Oh, nearly a violation. Ball was almost cut by New Bremen. Yeah, it was nearly a double hit. Redskins on three hits do recover. Here is New Bremen getting it back. And a shot is in the corner. It's good. Was that Jones again?
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. I shook my head yes because I'm on radio.
She's a marksman. She knows
that. Yeah, she finds every place on the floor where there isn't somebody. That's not luck.
A lot of power and pinpoint accuracy. 3-1 in favor of New Bremen. Here's a serve by the Cardinals. It's Julia Guttemiller. Three hits by the Redskins. The last by Barhorst. And New Bremen deflects it. Keeps it alive. It's fed up front and drilled home. Nice shot, Rachel Kramer. Rachel Kramer, no relation to Diana Kramer, the head coach for New Bremen. One's K-R-A, one's K-R-E. 4-1 in favor of the Cardinals. Game two, 1-0 lead in games. Cardinals on top. Here's a shot by Barhorst of New Bremen, or I should say of Fort Loramie. Tough to handle by New Bremen. They save, get it back up and over. And we've got a miscue double hit, though, on the Redskins side. Sophia Albers. Cardinals serving again, up 5-1. Service honors to Macy Putoff, freshman. 1-2-3 strides, line drive over. And Taylor Ernst tries to dig it off the floor with the left hand. She went sprawling for it, couldn't do it. And New Bremen's up 6-1. Fort Loramie head coach John Rogers shouting out instructions. He tried to make the best use of a couple timeouts in game one to slow down New Bremen. Couldn't do it. Fort Loramie's only lead in that first game was a 2-1. Three hits on the Fort Loramie side. Boy, the last one looked like a sure kill, but New Bremen salvages it, gets it back. Here's a little dump push shot right in the middle of the floor by Fort Loramie. New Bremen is alert. Three hits by the Cardinals. Then 1-2-3 hits by the Redskins. The last of which is tried by May to Hilgefort, but it's not high enough. Good rally underway there. Hilgefort couldn't get it over the net. Hit the net cord with it. New Bremen fans rejoice. 7-1 Cardinals in game two. New Bremen up 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And the last shot by Fort Loramie was short, and New Bremen is on a run. 7-1 lead, Cardinals. You can bet that head coach John Rogers of Fort Loramie, Chuck, didn't want to use a timeout this early in the second game.
No, John Wooden always said, whoever calls the first timeout loses the game.
Here is New Bremen serving once again. Nicely done by Madison Pape. Here's Fort Loramie for that bar horse, and it's blocked back by New Bremen.
That's Logan Wells, and I'll tell you, Luke, she was up there. That was like trying to hit it through a wall.
Senior Logan Wells for New Bremen with the big block at the net. As she pummeled that one right back in the face of the Redskins, and then New Bremen kindly responds by serving one way off the floor. No good. 8-2 in favor of New Bremen.
They have to have 7 or 8 missed serves. Just think what the score would be if they were putting all their serves in.
Yeah, you're right. The Cardinals are that high in service errors, every bit of 7. We haven't kept track. Here is New Bremen. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Cardinals side. Fort Loramie's across the net, though, with an arm. And New Bremen benefits from the violation. 9-2 Cardinals. Serving for New Bremen is Julia Guttemiller. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which in the middle is tried by Abby Holdhouse. She gets it over. New Bremen has 3 hits. A little set right in front on the play for Rachel Kramer. And rather than killing it, she just taps it. And Fort Loramie is off balance, can't recover, and it's 10-2 New Bremen. Eight-point lead, Cardinals. Guttemiller on the serve. Ernst digs it off the floor. Set far side for Kaylee Barhorst. She hits it near the back line. Jones retrieves, gives it up. Then Paige gets it back, and she shows that she's human.
She missed one.
Yep. Well off the floor to the right. Didn't square up on that one. Right.
She tried to go cross-court on that. I think she made a change in her mind as she was in the air.
Good observation. That's exactly what happened. Barhorst serving back line. New Bremen. Good recovery by Blake Snyder. Hits it in the middle of Fort Loramie's floor as she fed it off to a teammate. Nicely done by Guttemiller. Fort Loramie can't retrieve on the Redskins' side. It goes off the arm of the black shirt. And New Bremen, with the 11-3 lead, serves again. Middle floor, Ernst. Ernst goes front line on the play to Stang, who pushes it over. New Bremen, 1-2 hits. The last by Paige Jones. Here's a set near side of the floor for Fort Loramie's Holdhouse. New Bremen gets it. Cardinals go cross court. It deflects off the top of the net, and it's in.
That was Guttemiller again. A lot of weapons, and all the names we keep naming from New Bremen are all underclassmen. Very few seniors out there.
Nope. You're right. It's a team that is filled with youth. New Bremen will be strong again next year, as will Fort Loramie. New Bremen, though, with an Achilles heel serving here tonight. Another service error. Unofficially, that's 10 by the New Bremen Cardinals. 12-4 in favor of New Bremen. Fort Loramie's Ernst serving. And here's a shot by Jones. Jones tried to angle it cross-court again, and she's missed 2 in a row. That one was off the mark. 12-5, a little mini rally here for Fort Loramie. Ernst on the serve with the left hand into the top of the net. No good. 13-5 in favor of New Bremen. Getting the honor of serving is Guttemiller to Ernst. Ernst up front to Albers for Fort Loraming. Near side, it goes to teammate Oldhouse. And gee, it's one near the back line of New Bremen. It's ruled to be good on the line. Nice shot by Abby. 13-6 in favor of New Bremen, which is up 1-0. Best of 5. First team to win 3 sets. Advances on to the regional championship Saturday at 2 against Lehman Catholic or Fort Loraming. Or I should say Lehman Catholic or Jackson Center. Here's a double hit on the New Bremen side. And Fort Loraming has worked its way from a deficit of 9 back to 6 at 13-7. 3 hits by New Bremen. There's a little dunk at the net by Fort Loraming's Babe Hilgefort. New Bremen's aware of it. And then a block back at the net by the Redskins. Wow, Sophia Albers. Well, Albers and Hilgefort are both up there. That was, again, trying to hit it through a wall. You're right, Chuck. Sophia and Maeve double-team New Bremen, and it's 13-8. And here's a great serve by the Redskins. The Cardinals deflected wide, way off the floor on the Bremen side of the net. No chance for the Cardinals. Fort Loraming's crept back within 4, and New Bremen takes a timeout. 13-9, New Bremen, which is up 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, a little rally by Fort Loraming with a series of fine rally scoring. There you go. And it's 13-9. Redskins down 4. It was at 1.92 and 11-3 and 12-3.
Well, Abby Holthouse has come in and really served well in this series.
Yep, she's given Fort Loraming a boost.
Jinxter.
Until that shot right there. Too much oomph on that one by Abby off the net. Or I should say off the court, well over the net, but a little lengthy, and it's 14-9 in favor of New Bremen. After the Redskins had trimmed a 9-point deficit to 4. New Bremen serving up 5. 3 hits by the Redskins. The last one far side of the court. Nicely done. Was that Hilgefort, Chuck?
Sarah Stang.
Sarah Stang got that point. Good play by Sarah. She's come up big so far in this match for the Redskins. New Bremen King on Kaylee Varhorst, and Sarah's done some damage. Another service error committed. This one by Fort Loraming. 15-10. Well, we're well over 15 between the two clubs in terms of service errors. Perhaps pushing 20. Serve receive Fort Loraming. Varhorst goes off the floor to get it. And she hammers it too long. No good. A couple in a row here for New Bremen. 16-10 in favor of the Cardinals. Serving is put off. Oh, Fort Loraming can't handle middle of the floor. The dig attempt sprays off the fingertips of a Redskin. And New Bremen wins the point to go up 17-10. Already leading 1-0. New Bremen serve. Paige Jones, recovery, Fort Loraming Stag, middle of the floor. A little tip at the net by Barhorst. Paige Jones backsteps, gets it up front to Rachel Creamer, and she gets it over, dropping it into no man's land on the Redskin side. Fort Loraming was spread out, couldn't recover in time. 18-10, New Bremen. Unfortunately for Fort Loraming, the Redskins surge is answered well by the Cardinals. Head coach John Rogers takes a timeout. Fort Loraming down 8 in game 2, trailing 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
It is 18-10 in favor of New Bremen. Well, Fort Loramie's got to run off a string of points right here. New Bremen 7 away from taking game number 2. After winning set 1 by 7, 25-18. Serving Jones down to her right for New Bremen. She runs up on it. It's dug off the floor. Mustang of Fort Loramie. 3 hits here by New Bremen. Oh, here's a good play by Ernst of Fort Loramie. Oh, my land. She dove along the hardwood for it, Chuck, and popped it up in the air. It landed on the line on the far side. New Bremen thought it might fly out. Nobody for the Cardinals could get it. What a point by Taylor Ernst of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I don't know how she kept it inside the antenna. That was a heck of a play.
That was the shot of the match so far. 18-11, and New Bremen serves Fort Loramie with a deflection, a mishandle. It goes off the floor on Fort Loramie's side. It's 19-11. New Bremen leads by 8. Here's the serve by the Cardinals, and it's drilled over the middle of the net. Fort Loramie tries to handle in the center of the floor, can't do it. It glances off the wrist of a Redskin player, and the lead for New Bremen swells to 9, 20-11. Serving again for New Bremen is Guttemiller. Then 3 hits in the Fort Loramie side. New Bremen answers. Ernst on the Redskin side gives it up middle of the floor for a teammate who drives it. It's Sarah Stang. Yes, off the fingers of a New Bremen player. The ball did ricochet long, but it was touched. Point Fort Loramie, 20-12.
I only have one good eye, and I saw that one.
Again, Taylor Ernst came up big for Fort Loramie, which drives the serve into the net. Sophia Albers didn't get it high enough. Neither team clicking on serves. 21-12, New Bremen. Serving New Bremen. It is Ernst. Feeds it up front to Hilgefort. Far side of the floor to Kaylee Barhorst. Look out. She's got it. Barhorst steered that one around the antenna. She had some might behind that shot. And it's 21-13 in favor of New Bremen, which is up 1-0. Regional semifinals. Jackson Center, Lehman Catholic to follow. Here's Barhorst driving one far side of the floor. It's dug up by Blake Snyder, the teammate Rachel Kramer. Here's a back set on the play for Guttemiller.
Wow.
Oh, what a save. Barhorst scraped that one off the floor to a teammate. And then New Bremen airmails it wide.
That always impresses me. I mean, all she did was go flat out and put her hand out and let the ball, before it could hit the floor, hit her on top of the hand.
Well done by Barhorst. Line drive serve. Tough to handle for New Bremen. It goes off the floor. Cardinals save it. Good play by Ernst on the Fort Loramie side. Up front to Barhorst. Running forward. Tried to time a leap for the kill. Missed it and knocked it into the net. Just a little off step. Didn't get that ball at the top of her leap. She missed the apex by 6 inches or so and got the net cord. 22-14, New Bremen. Here's Barhorst, far side for Fort Loramie to Stang. Stang up and over. Near side Cardinals. Kramer to Jones. Now Fort Loramie, 3 hits. Kill attempt at the net by the Redskins. Hilgefort blocked back by New Bremen. And it's over and in no man's land. Abby Holdhouse went reaching for it but couldn't get to it near the official this side of the floor at the boundary. Scoreboard reads 22-15 in favor
Now, that ball was awarded.
She went underneath
the net.
Yeah, yep. I mean, a heck of a play by Jones, but she was under the net.
Violation, New Bremen. I wonder why the scoreboard didn't go up 1-23. That's because the point was awarded to Fort Loramie. Net violation against the Cardinals. And then a good serve by Taylor Ernst to Fort Loramie gives New Bremen fits. Another point, Redskins, 22-16. Fort Loramie won't go away. Ernst with a left-hand serve. It's a good one to the back line. Snyder's got it for New Bremen. Up front to a teammate. Here's a shot. Good. Well done to Madison Pape for the Cardinals. 23-16 in favor of New Bremen by 7. Here's the run up by Gunnemiller on the serve. Fort Loramie 3 hits, the last of which is by Holdhouse. New Bremen goes to the floor to dig it. Near side, it goes to Jones on the set, and she windmills that one right down the elevator. Wow. I think they called that one out, too. Oh, maybe your arm extended above the plane, broke the net vertically, and that's a point to Fort Loramie. Redskins down 6. Heck of a shot by Jones. And let's see, we've got 2 hits on the New Bremen side. Good serve on the play by Fort Loramie. Well done by Brooke Ratterman. And New Bremen juggled it. Violation called. 5-point lead, New Bremen. Fort Loramie trying to stick around. Here's Ernst with a good dig for Fort Loramie. Set up front for Barhor. She pushes it across. Here's a set middle of the floor for Rachel Kramer for New Bremen. It goes to the Redskins back line, and the return shot is short by Fort Loramie. And we've got set point coming up here for the New Bremen Cardinals, who are up 1-0, 24-18 lead in set number 2. Here is the serve by Madison Pape. Ernst has it for Fort Loramie. Far side to Stang. Stang gets it up and over. Here's a set near side by New Bremen for Jones. Jones slams it. Dug off the floor by Ernst. In the middle of a hardwood kill attempt by Stang. Gotten back by New Bremen. Near side of the floor, Jones. Oh, look at the power on that shot. Fort Loramie somehow keeps it alive. Here's a shot by Meyer. Middle of the floor. Redskins up and over. What a rally here. A great rally ends on, guess what, a spike by Paige Jones. And that ends game number 2. New Bremen defeats Fort Loramie by identical scores, 25-18, 25-18, to go up 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Rookin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Rookin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookin's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookin's in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary eye care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Troy High School. It is set number three upcoming. New Bremen leads Fort Loramie 2-0. And Chuck, excluding some faulty serving by New Bremen, the Cardinals have been pretty dominant in this match so far.
That's the only spot you can find any fault with.
New Bremen has led throughout both sets. In fact, Fort Loramie's only lead in the first two games was in game one at 2-1, as New Bremen won both, pulling away at the end 25-18, 25-18. It is 1-0 New Bremen as we open up action here in set number three. Three hits by the Redskins. Here's New Bremen with it. Setting Paige Jones, who runs up from the back line, and she wallops that one over. New Bremen with a big kill from Paige Jones. Too hot to handle for the Redskins, who could not dig it and set up a teammate. Just too much inertia on that shot. 2-0 New Bremen. Paige Jones serves. Here's a set near side for Fort Loramie, and it is nicely done. Good play, Sarah Stang. Wow, deflection by New Bremen. The ball traveled long. That's because Stang drilled it off the fingertips of a New Bremen player. So it's a point for the Redskins, who are down 2-1. Fort Loramie serving. Three hits by New Bremen. Set the middle of the floor for Jones. Going off the floor to attempt to save it for Fort Loramie. Good effort on the play by Brooke Radiman. She got it back into the middle of the floor. It hit the net, though. She was trying to pass it. New Bremen, though, committed a violation.
And just hit the top of the net and just crawled over. They couldn't make a play on it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
It did crawl over. And then Fort Loramie with a good serve and an error in the middle of the floor by New Bremen is Paige Jones. No, that ball does go over. That one goes over, and Fort Loramie can't handle it. It's at the knees of Sophia Albers, and New Bremen gets the point to make it 3-2 Cardinals. Here's a serve by New Bremen. It hits the top of the net and goes over. Fort Loramie's off balance. The Redskins return it, but New Bremen's got an easy spike up front to make it 4-2. 4-2 New Bremen. New Bremen serving. Macy put off three hits for Loramie, last of which by Barhorst, who runs into the left post. She got it up and over. New Bremen having difficulty, and a good shot at the net, far side of the floor by the Redskins. Well done to Maeve Hilgefort, right at the feet of the New Bremen player, Julia Guttemiller, and the Redskins make it 4-3. Serving Fort Loramie. Three hits, New Bremen. Here's a back set. And it is drilled over the net by Guttemiller. Fort Loramie's alert gets it back. Here's a block attempt at the net by New Bremen. And it is... Does it go over, or is it a violation of the Cardinals? No, it's a miscue against Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Redskins were in the net. 5-3 New Bremen. Here is the serve by the Cardinals' Abby Thiemann. 1-2-3 hits Fort Loramie, last of which by Barhorst. This is an excellent spike. Sprawling on the floor for New Bremen is Paige Jones. She can't reach it. She lurched ahead. But give Barhorst the credit for the excellent shot by the Redskins, who were down 5-4. Fort Loramie serving to the Cardinals. New Bremen's Jones gets the serve off the floor. It flies over the net. Redskins with three shots, the last of which goes to the back line, taken there by Snyder of New Bremen. Up front to Rachel Kramer. She pounds it over. Barhorst with a tip shot for Fort Loramie. Salvage on the far side of the floor by Jones. And no, it's not Paige Jones. It is teammate Julia Guttemiller who's come up big, and she finds the open area.
Guttemiller is a real nice
compliment
to Jones. That's a fact.
6-4, New Bremen up 2. New Bremen serving, and it is Rachel Kramer and she drives it right into the middle of that web. It's no longer Halloween, but that web has been nasty for New Bremen servers.
That one didn't have a chance.
No, the net has stopped a lot of shots, a lot of service attempts by New Bremen. Unofficially, that is a dozen service miscues by the Cardinals, who lead, though, 2-0. And here's a funny rally. Each team with unorthodox shots getting it over, the last of which by New Bremen kind of goes sideways, Chuck. But there's no way Fort Laramie can defend that one.
Right.
It squirts off the fist of a New Bremen player and lands on the line on the far side. New Bremen back up 2 points, 7-5. Timeout called. 2-0 lead. Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
As does happen in the game of volleyball every now and then, unusual points. There have been some odd ones, very, very unusual points awarded to both teams in this third set, 7-5 in favor of New Bremen, which is up 2-0. Serve, Cardinals, far side of the floor, Fort Laramie. There's a kill attempt by the Redskins. It's Abby Holdhouse. She drives it down the line, and New Bremen thought it was out. The official says it's in. Credit Abby with the make. Point Fort Laramie, and it's 7-6, New Bremen. Taylor Ernst is serving. Left-handed shot, middle of the floor to Jones. Up front to a teammate. Here's a set by Pape for Jones. Jones hammers it. It's in the corner. Fort Laramie can't connect. And New Bremen gets the point. Just simply too much inertia on these shots from Paige Jones. Well, you've got to have hands as soft as a pillow, Chuck.
Exactly.
Against Paige Jones. That's all there is to it. Her spike attempts are awesome. 8-6 in favor of New Bremen. Here is a shot by New Bremen at the net. And Fort Laramie is in the net trying to block it back. 9-6 Cardinals, who lead 2-0. Here is the service attempt by New Bremen, and it's not a good one. Madison Pape goes up strong with the windmill, line drive right into the middle of the netting, in excess of a dozen service miscues for New Bremen in this match tonight. Here's a good serve by Fort Laramie. New Bremen goes to almost the first row of the bleachers to salvage the possession and get it over. Then Fort Laramie comes back. Here's a great shot by the Redskins. Hildefort, a third hit by New Bremen after it glanced off the net, rebounded to him. Up and over New Bremen. Redskins with a shot at the net. It trickles over and rolls down the back of a New Bremen player, Logan Wells. Again, another odd point.
Yeah, that was a good swing by Sarah Stang that time.
Sure was. Give Sarah all the credit in the world there to make it 9-8 New Bremen, two in a row by Fort Laramie. Here's a set for Paige Jones, and she answers for the Cardinals.
She definitely is the answer.
Yep. Whenever New Bremen feels a little surge from Fort Laramie, the ball gets dealt to Paige Jones of the Cardinals, and she spikes one home. Here's Taylor Ernst with a good serve receive, fed it up front to Hildefort to Holdhouse up and over. Three hits New Bremen, the last by Jones, a little short push shot up and over. Fort Laramie gets the kill, middle of the floor. Wow, was that Kaylee Barhorst?
Yes, it was. Woo. She really complimented Kelly Turner in the year they won it. She was a sophomore, and she was just dynamite for Laramie in the state tournament.
Yeah, Kaylee had 16 kills in the state championship match 2 years ago. It's 10-9. New Bremen up one. Going off the floor is Rachel Kramer to get it for New Bremen. Fort Laramie tries to block it at the net, and the Redskins are over the top of the net. That's a violation. 11-9 in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals. Here's the serve by New Bremen's Macy Pitoff, and Fort Laramie tries to drive it up front in the direction of Sophia Albers. It's long. It hits the bottom of the net. Redskins can't recover. Point New Bremen, which leads 12-9. Up 2-0. Here's the serve of Macy Pitoff. Redskins tip it near side to Kaylee Barhorst. Oh, look at that shot by Kaylee down the left side of the floor and in the corner. Oh, what a spot for it. Well, she nailed it to make it 12-10.
Yeah, they're staying close.
Fort Laramie serving from right to left on your computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's the recovery. Serve receive, Paige Jones. And boy, she is drilling that ball hard. That wasn't her full strength spike, but it was good enough, and Fort Laramie couldn't scrape it off the floor, and it's 13-10 New Bremen. Running up and serving on the play for New Bremen is Abby Thiemann. Fort Laramie gets it back on three hits, the last of which is by Ernst. And here is New Bremen committing a violation at the net. Cardinals a bit too aggressive. Madison Pape with the miscue. 13-11, Fort Laramie down two. So Sophia Albers gets the honors to serve here. She drills it middle of the floor. Jones up front to a teammate, then to Rachel Kramer. Her kill attempt blocked back by Fort Laramie. New Bremen gets it over. Here is a set far side of the floor for the Redskins. Is that Abby Holdhouse? Yep, it is. Number 20, it's Abby, Chuck. Good shot by her. She angled that one across the court to bring Fort Laramie within one. 13-12. Albers serving again. New Bremen goes off the floor to get it up front to Rachel Kramer. Her kill attempt is handled by Fort Laramie's Kaylee Barhorst. Then a good block of the net by New Bremen. Fort recovery, or I should say Fort Laramie retrieves. Oh, here's a shot, but Jones handled amazingly well by Ernst to Fort Laramie. Redskins get it back. There's another set for Jones. Windmills it over. Wow. Redskins had momentum, and it was snuffed out.
Ernst was just a monster on that rally that time. She had three great saves, but then unfortunately Jones got her hands on it at the end.
14-12, New Bremen. Serving Cardinals, Rachel Kramer going off the floor to make a great save. Barhorst for Fort Laramie. Here is the ball set up front for Gunnemiller. Feeds it off on the play to Jones, who gets the winner. Paige Jones with two straight to make it 15-12 in favor of New Bremen, which is up 2-0. Serving Rachel Kramer for New Bremen. 1, 2, 3 strides. Line drive. Good dig off the floor by Ernst. Sets it up front for Holdhouse. Look at her go to work. She's got the point for Fort Laramie. Abby Holdhouse nestles one in to make it 15-13 New Bremen, which leads 2-0. Kaylee Barhorst with the service honors. There's that topspin serve of hers. New Bremen barely gets it across. Fort Laramie handles, nudges it over. New Bremen is off balance as a result of the serve and commits a violation into the net. And with Barhorst serving now, Fort Laramie tries to make a run. Down 15-14. And there it is. A great serve by Barhorst. Rachel Kramer can't dig it. Point Redskins, who've tied the game at 15-all. Kaylee Barhorst is outstanding at the net, but she is also a marvelous server. Boy, she has got some real tough topspin on that ball. New Bremen, this time with focus, gets it over. It's set for Paige Jones. Look out. She's got the point. Paige Jones with a big-time spike.
She has so many different speeds. I mean, she can really pound it, but she just kind of changes up on you. You don't know what's coming.
And she's so accurate, as we've commented a few times already. 16-15, New Bremen up one. Here's Kaylee Barhorst, middle of the floor to our right for Fort Laramie. And that's a long spike attempt by her, Chuck, and it's a good one.
Put it right in the corner.
Wow, she was a good, 12, 13 feet from the net and got the kill attempt from that far away. Accuracy by Kaylee, and it's tied at 16. Here's New Bremen. Jones, third hit from the back line, up and over. Here's a set near side of the floor by Fort Loring. Oh, it's blocked back by New Bremen. What a play by Macy Putoff. She had assistance up front from Logan Wells. And it's 17-16, New Bremen. Redskins have tied it twice during the last few points, but can't get the lead. Good dig off the floor by Ernst. Near side, it goes on the play to Albers. Albers punches it across for Fort Loring. Here's a tip shot at the net by Jones of New Bremen. Fort Loring gets it back. Good shot by Hilgefort, who sends it to the far side. Here's a set for Paige Jones. Oh, at a sharp angle. She kills it, and it's in there. Chuck, she drove that ball from one antenna down at the feet of the other antenna.
I know, that's a heck of a shot right there.
2-point lead, New Bremen. Serve receive Fort Loring, and then the third swat at it by the Redskins. It's got way too much mustard on it, and it goes well long off the floor. Redskins need a timeout. 3 straight points by New Bremen, which is up 19-16 and leading 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here is a reminder for our listeners online here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Following a short wrap-up after this opening match, we will go offline and then return several minutes before the second match of our doubleheader tonight, the other regional semifinal between Lehman Catholic and Jackson Center. And here's a great point by New Bremen. A lot of action at the net. Paige Jones against Kaylee Barhorst. Gunnemiller came up to help for New Bremen. Abby Holdhouse was there for Fort Loring. But New Bremen wins the battle to go up 4-20-16. Barhorst with the serve receive for Fort Loring. Gets it to Stang. Stang at the feet of Snyder for New Bremen. New Bremen up front to Rachel Kramer, up and over. Fort Loring's got it. Ball given far side of the floor to Holdhouse. She goes down the right side, and she missed it by just a few inches. Tough break for Andy. Close, but it did not catch part of the stripe. 5-point lead, Cardinals with 5 in a row. Good serve just over the net by New Bremen. Well done on the play by Pape. 3 hits Fort Loring. Here's a set far side for Paige Jones. Oh, she blazes another trail. What a shot by Paige Jones at the feet of a Fort Loring defender. Simply no chance.
Well, if New Bremen gets a Clancy's player of the game, we can mark that one down.
6-point lead for New Bremen, which is tallied 6 in a row. 22-16 lead. Here's Fort Loring. Serve receive. Set far side for Holdhouse. Deflection, New Bremen. Third hit, middle of floor, Jones. Jones goes to Fort Loring's back line, and it's too hot to handle. Paige Jones comes up big again. Boy, she's pouring it on now, Chuck.
They're just finding her every time. Every offensive play is going through Jones. You can't blame them.
And Paige Jones and New Bremen see the finish line now, 23-16. Good serve by New Bremen. Fort Loring sends it way up in the air, and then the Redskins punch it over. There's a double hit on the New Bremen side between Macy Putoff and Logan Wells, and that stops the bleeding. Fort Loring serving down 23-17. New Bremen away from taking or I should say New Bremen 2 points away, now 1 point away after the service stalled by Fort Loring. It's 24-17 New Bremen, which is awarded the point after the error on the serve by the Redskins. 24-17 lead New Bremen. The serve dug off the floor by Ernst to Fort Loring. Middle of the court to Barhorst. Blocked back to Jones. Double hit Fort Loring, and it's over. This third set was tied at 16. And then New Bremen with a blistering pace at the end to take 9 of the last 10 points and win the third set 25-16 after taking the first two by identical scores of 25-18. 25-18, 18, and 16. New Bremen beats Fort Loring. Paige Jones was everything she was billed to be as advertised here tonight.
Yeah, she didn't disappoint. Yeah, I was waiting to see if she was going to be as good as her stats said. She absolutely is.
Yeah, this Fort Loring team early in the year lost to New Bremen at the end of August in four sets. It was 25-21 New Bremen, 25-18 New Bremen, 25-23 Fort Loring. Then New Bremen took the third and decisive, or I should say the fourth and decisive game in that August match. It was a 25-23 win in the decisive set by New Bremen, but not as close here today as New Bremen wins it in straight sets, 25-18, 18-16 over Fort Loring. This Redskins volleyball team does graduate Kaylee Barhorst. She's a mountain of strength up front, serves extremely well, passes in fine fashion too for Fort Loring. But as you look down through this Redskins volleyball roster, you see Sarah Stang, Kaylee Barhorst, Taylor Ernst, and Maeve Hilgefort as the only seniors. Everyone else returns. And as we understand, having talked with head coach John Rogers before the match here tonight, there is a lot of talent coming up in the pipeline down at the 7th and 8th grade level. So things look really good around the corner for Fort Loring volleyball.
Well, you know, you lose, you're disappointed, but you get beat at the regional semifinals by a very good volleyball team. A little farther down the road, they're going to be okay with this.
Yep, no question about it. John was very pleased to get to the regional semifinals this year. Didn't know if his club would win 15 or 16 games. It won 18, finished 18-9. New Bremen advances on with a 23-3 mark as the Cardinals dispose of Fort Loring here in straight sets. Again, so many thanks to our Fort Loring sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's. That's TomJerry's.com. Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, our Fort Loring game sponsors. And they'll return, by the way, for girls basketball when we kick off our boys and girls hoop season, November 29th, Anna at Fort Loring girls. And then the following Friday, it's Anna at Fort Loring boys. Those are our first two high school basketball contests, both from Fort Loring, coming up at the end of November and the first week of December. Again, the Redskins with just four seniors, Taylor Ernst, Kaylee Barhorst, Sarah Stang, and Maeve Hilgefort. I say just four mighty good ones. They'll be missed.
Right.
But Fort Loring does return a lot of experience. And as you mentioned, Chuck, New Bremen, very young as well. Paige Jones, the star, just a junior.
Most of they had one senior, really, and that was Logan Wells that played much. The other two seniors, I don't think, got out there.
Right.
So, yeah, they should be pretty strong again next year, but they're not looking at that. They're looking at winning it right now.
Does New Bremen have a little advantage, Chuck, being able to sit back now and watch match number two, knowing that they can focus on the winner of this next match for, yeah, Saturday, for Saturday's regional final.
There was nothing better than winning a semifinal and then being able to sit back and watch the next game.
Sure.
But Coach Snipes and Coach Metz just watched that. I mean, they had a little more pressure thinking about their game, but they got to see the same thing. So I don't know if there's a big advantage there, but it's a good feeling to know you're playing again and sitting around, grab you some popcorn and watch the next one.
Yeah, New Bremen Cardinals on a roll. New Bremen hasn't lost a match since the week of Labor Day. It's a red-hot New Bremen Cardinals volleyball team right now, having beaten Fort Loramie here tonight in three straight games. We're about 20 minutes away from match number two, our second regional semifinal here tonight between Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic. We will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return about 8 minutes before the start of match number two. So stay with us. You'll hear a little Van Halen before we come back to you. Van Halen, a couple commercial announcements, then we will rejoin you live from here at Troy High School in about 10 to 12 minutes or so. Both Lehman Catholic and Jackson Center out on the floor now, getting ready for our second regional semifinal tonight. Again, New Bremen beats Fort Loramie in three straight sets, 25-18, 18, and 16. And New Bremen will be in the regional final Saturday afternoon at 2. We'll be on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon with the match between New Bremen and the winner of Game 2, which is upcoming. So stay right with us here on Scores Broadcast. Back in about 10 minutes or so for Jackson Center and Lehman Catholic, this is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.